This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Thoughts, comments, Yates Flooring Center chat line. Go to DoubleT973.com for that or the mobile app. We get this, Jamie. Good morning. We are glad to be in the Hub City this morning listening to hashtag Morning Drive.
All right. Well,
we're glad to have you.
Glad you're here.
This from my conversation earlier with Jamie. I think most buy the ears at the park rather than before the trip. Where does one buy mouse ears in Lubbock? There used to be a Disney store at the mall. I don't think there is anymore.
I would guess that same thing. Once you got there, that they were available, then you would buy them then.
Yeah, unless you did the Amazon thing and got them and had everybody's name on them ahead of time so that you kind of traveled en route. That way the people that were on the plane knew you're going to Disney World. Yeah, if you wanted to do that. I mean, you see a lot of families of, same shirts, all those kinds of things, this baseball question for you, Jamie. Do you think Josh Young will play more than 140 games?
140. Yes.
You know, the challenge for him is he's just, I'm not going to say struggled to stay healthy. He's had some unfortunate injuries.
I think either one of those is fair.
Yeah. He's just, and it's not like it's because of lack of conditioning or some of it's just bad luck. I mean, the thumb deal,
But there's truth to, some guys are just more durable than others for whatever reason. That's the way their body's made, whatever. And then there's also truth to some guys are just luckier.
I mean, it's like you can certainly understand that you get hit on the hand, at the plate, but to have the injury that he had last year in the field, I think that's somewhat rare. But it may happen more than what we know.
I think you're right.
I think it's just somewhat rare. You take a hot shot in the glove and you break your thumb. Mm-hmm. It's like, how does that happen? But it did. And thank goodness he was able to rehab himself. I guess that's the good.
Oh, come on, Chuck. From here, it's possible.
Sure. I guess the good news about him, Jamie, is, and you probably saw it more firsthand than anybody, is he seems like a guy that's going to work very, very hard at his rehab to get himself back on the field as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, not that I'm there all the time or anything, but I was never around a tech player that worked harder than he did. Yeah, again, I'm not there all the time, but
sure.
He looked like a guy that was dialed in, and you would always see him putting in the effort, extra effort, so.
This from the Yates Flooring Center chat line, switching to basketball. Is it weird that we don't have any basketball commits for next year? We are the only ones, the Big 12, without one commit. Okay, I haven't gone and looked to see who has committed with the Big 12, so I'm gonna take you at face value on that. No, I don't think it's weird, not given what we went through last year where the roster was basically unsettled until, summer, August? So, based on what we went through last year, I don't necessarily think it's weird. I think it's probably they're evaluating and trying to figure out who they are. And they may have guys that they've made offers to and commitments to that we don't know yet.
So we don't have one high school kid committed for next year? Is that what you're telling me?
I believe that's correct.
That seems odd to me.
Okay.
That seems odd to me.
I believe that's correct, Jamie. I don't.
So we are just going to because usually you're not picking up guys very often now, the high school ranks for this upcoming season, they would have already committed.
They would have already committed. Mm-hmm. They would have already committed.
So that does seem odd to me. I wouldn't guess the full plan is all we're going to do here is going to rotate transfers through this thing. I wouldn't guess that'd be the case. Mm-hmm. I totally understand that you're going to, the way college basketball is, you want some older players and you want some guys with age and experience and all the above. But I would have guessed that you would have wanted a couple of guys to younger players, right? I would have guessed.
Yeah, but the way that this is working now is get old and stay old, it seems like. And I'm not just saying tech, but just college basketball in general. But I mean, at some point in time, you have to, you know, bring in some young guys. But that's
You have that in Yalaho. That was a young guy that you brought in.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the fact that you're not bringing any in.
Yeah, and I guess the way that I read that text, I interpreted it different than you did. So I'm gonna, I thought it was more about guys coming in from the transfer. But I think you're right on the high school. You know, I think more about it. I think you're right about that.
Well, does everybody in the Big 12 have a bunch of transfer commits already? I wouldn't guess they do.
No. I mean, they've got people in the transfer portal, and you have one in there now.
But there's not been a lot of guys that have committed to a new school yet.
No.
I know there was a guy yesterday from Pepperdine that committed to the Zags, but I wouldn't guess there's a lot of those guys. So I think it's got to be about high school kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like. I mean, if you're going to build a roster, and let's say there's 12 real players on your roster, right? Is
mm-hmm.
that a fair number? I mean,
yeah,
10 of them can be older guys, whatever. But I would like to think that you're gonna recruit the high school ranks too, and you're gonna get some really talented young players that can immediately come in and make an impact, or even every once in a while, those are going to be guys. Yalaho is a great example that you look at and you say, hey, that guy in a couple of years looks like he could be pretty good.
And let's not forget, officially, you've got three slots open with your two seniors and Lindsay. So you're being a little bit picky about what you've got. You're still probably making internal evaluations and conversations held here before you go get those guys that would be coming in on the transfer portal.
Yeah, but high school guys should. I mean, if you were recruiting and committing them, they would already be committed.
Yeah, we do not have any, according to this site that I'm at right now, we do not have any high school commits for 2024. The first three schools that I was able to Google before now, I've been required to join for a dollar, have commitments. So I'm gonna take them at face value and go, okay, you don't have any. You don't have any commits.
So I'll disagree with Chuck. I do think it's odd.
Okay.
Yes, I think it's odd.
Okay. And I will amend my comment there, because my thought was that it was more about the transfer portal than it was the high school stuff. So now I will agree with you that is kind of odd/interesting/ is that the strategy?
Your daily dose of sports and fun. This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Today is Wednesday, March the 27th. Here with This Day in Sports History, Jeff McGuire.
You know, start in 1931. John McGraw, American Major League Baseball player and manager for almost 30 years. With the New York Giants, says that baseball at night will not catch on.
Well, we all make those statements sometimes that prove to be wrong.
1939, in the very first NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Can Chuck name the two teams that played?
I believe.
Your hint is that they're both currently Power 5 teams.
I want to say Kansas and St. John's, but I may be wrong about
that. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Oregon beats Ohio State 46-33. Ohio State forward Jimmy Hull is named the tournament most outstanding player.
I knew I was wrong when you said that was my first thought when you said both Power 5 teams. I know St. John's is not, but that was my first thought that went into my mind.
1977, American tennis star Chris Evert wins her fourth and final WTA Tour Championship 2-6, 6-1, 6-1 against England's Sue Baker at Madison Square Garden. 1993, Cheryl Swoops has 36 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 steals as Texas Tech beats Colorado 79-54 for its first Final Four berth.
Nice.
A year later, PGA Players Championship at TPC at Sawgrass, Australian Greg Norman sets a scoring record of 264, which is a minus 24, to finish 4 strokes ahead of runner-up Fuzzy
Zeller.
Fuzzy Zeller, yeah.
Fuzzy Zeller.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will trust you. That is not how I would spell that.
I have no idea how it's spelled. I just, the name fuzzy.
I think I can spell it for you. Zoeller.
That's what I would have guessed.
Bubba!
I mean, he was quite the character for a period of time and then got upside down with some comments he made.
You gotta figure you're quite a character if your nickname is Fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah, Fuzzy Zeller, yeah.
It's probably not a, you know, just straight-laced guy if you're Fuzzy.
No.
Or, you know, a bear.
Yes.
That people ask if he was.
He was. Yes, he was.
It is National World Whiskey Day.
Okay. I'm out on the whiskey. I just don't care for the taste. I know you're big in, Jeff. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
Pour me a glass, Jeff. I'll give it to you.
Happy birthday to Mariah.
So you can never say that I never gave you anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I had to pour it, though. But, you know, hey.
Yeah, okay.
Happy birthday, Mariah Carey, who's 55. Fergie, 49. Nathan Fallon, 53. Quentin Tarantino, 61. Buster Posey, 37. And Randall Cunningham is 61.
That doesn't seem right.
Wow.
It doesn't seem right Mariah Carey's 55, and it doesn't seem right that Randall Cunningham's 61.
I mean, you're free to double-check the math.
No, I believe you. I believe you. It just doesn't seem quite possible, but I guess, you know, everybody else gets older, too, as do we.
I've heard that rumor.
Mm.
And on this date, 1836, in a disastrous setback for the Texans resisting Santa Anna's regime, Mexican army defeats and executes 417 Texas revolutionaries at Goliad. Ironically, rather than serving to crush the Texan rebellion, the Goliad massacre helped inspire and unify the Texans. Now determined to break completely from Mexico, the Texas revolutionaries began to yell, "Remember Goliad," along with the more famous battle cry, "Remember the Alamo." Less than a month later, Texan forces under General Sam Houston dealt a stunning blow to Santa Anna's army in the Battle of San Jacinto, and Texas won its independence. That is This Day in Sports History.
Okay, This Day in Sports History, 6:51 this morning here on The Morning Drive. Take your thoughts, comments, Yates Flooring Center chat line. Go to TT973.com for that, or the mobile app. Visual Edge IT hotline is open, too, at 806-771-0973. I saw this yesterday, and I'm not surprised that she's moving on, because she's had success at this level. I just didn't know kind of where she would go, but former Lady Raider coach Candy Whitaker, who's been at Missouri Western for the last 5 years, has moved on to North Alabama in Florence, Alabama. It is a Division I school, so it's the University of North Alabama. They play in the A-Sun Conference.
Okay.
So that's, I think they're relatively new to Division I. The guy who's the athletics director is the same athletics director that hired her at Missouri Western, so it's a 4-year deal for her. So I'm guessing she's, you know, trying to move back up into, you know, as high a level of basketball as she can.
Mm-hmm.
So Missouri, she had a really good run.
Was she a head coach at Missouri Western?
Yeah, she had a really good run
and
there.
Was that a D2 school or a D1 school?
It is a D2 school.
Okay.
And she had taken them to a record of 147. They went to the Elite Eight in 2022, and then they won the MIAA regular season championship in 2024, and she was their coach of the year in 2024.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she's gotten some additional seasons under her, and now is moving on to what they call the Shoals area there in Alabama. It's along the Tennessee River.
The Shoals.
The Shoals.
Okay.
S-H-O-A-L-S.
Good luck, Coach Whitaker.
Yeah, so... At any rate, so she takes that program over. She has now a career record of 231 and 222, including her time at Missouri, Kansas City, and Texas Tech, and also at Missouri Western. 6:53 this morning here on The Morning Drive. Take your thoughts, comments, Yates Flooring Center chat line. Go to TT973.com for that. We get this from one of our texters, a couple of them chiming in on this. When you look at the Big 12 recruiting rankings for the next year, this is how one site ranks it. Arizona 1, Baylor 2, Kansas 3, TCU 4, Arizona State 5, Colorado 6. So there's new schools right there in the top six with Arizona, Arizona State, and Colorado. Both Texas Tech and West Virginia ranked at the bottom with no commitments. So that's clearly a philosophy thing for the Red Raiders. That's a question for Coach McCaslin in terms of, was it just not?
Is it clearly a philosophy, or you wonder? I mean, is the philosophy to only go after transfers, or is it possible that they didn't hit on the high school guys that they wanted?
That's possible, or that nobody fit what they were looking for.
Okay, yeah, I don't know that you can say clearly. I would think they're still after high school kids.
Yeah, I guess I look at it just from the standpoint West Virginia doesn't have a coach. They just hired their coach, the guy from Drake, and you've had your guy for a year now, and for whatever reason, they've made a decision at least this past year. Like you said, maybe they didn't get the guys they wanted, so they chose to go a different direction. Doesn't mean that they're not going to in the future, but just it is interesting.
The Morning Drive podcast from Double T 97.3 is presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. That means the day the work gets done. I saw extra folks on the streets this morning on my way to work. So, you know, it's, Friday's Good Friday, Saturday's, Sunday's Easter. You know, people will be checking out a little bit. Or some of you have Friday off, which is good for you. I check the employee manual every year. Even though we haven't updated it, and I don't know, I'm guessing close to 20 years would be my ballpark guess on it. The type in it doesn't change with regard to Good Friday. We still work.
I keep asking them to add your birthday to the list of days we get off, but they won't listen to me, Chuck. I'm sorry. We did try. There was a petition this year. Had one signature.
For me to have the day off so that you all could enjoy the day?
That everybody gets your day off because it's, your special day.
Because you're special.
We should all celebrate your day.
Oh, okay. I really hadn't.
It hasn't flown through yet, but we're trying.
Do we have to be with him when we celebrate it?
No.
Will he be away from the office? Is that allowed?
Yes. Everyone would get the day off because it would be Chuck's.
It's not that I don't want to be with him. It's just that, if we could celebrate it like separately so I can do my thing and he can do his thing.
That way there's all the parties that Chuck could try to get to celebrate his day.
Yeah. That would be more like celebrating. Yeah.
I thought maybe it'd be a celebration of just if you said, hey, just go away for a day, then everybody can have a bit of a day off, a day of rest. Easier on the ears, maybe.
No, that wouldn't be fun.
This from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Your reaction to this, Jamie. Maybe I'm bitter, but these 16-4 type wins mean nothing unless we can beat a top 25 team. We've lost to all quality opponents to this point. I think he's bitter.
Yes, 16-4 doesn't mean anything unless you can beat the teams in your conference and top 25 teams, all the above. Yes, that is fair. Okay, we've lost to all quality opponents this point. Not fair. Okay, you've beaten Texas, which is a top 25 team. You've beaten Oregon. You've beaten Nebraska. Those two teams are off to good starts. Those are good teams. You just won a series against another Big 12 opponent last weekend. I don't think you've lost to all quality opponents at this point. The first part, maybe I'm bitter. Yes, I 100% agree that you're bitter. I just went back and looked, and it's multiple times that you have made basically the same point on the chat line. Midweek games, you're supposed to play teams that you're able to, that are lesser. That's what midweek games are about for the most part. You do sprinkle in some that are really tough. Like, hey, next week you're playing Stanford for two games. Okay. Although Stanford not having a great season. Did you know that when you scheduled them? No, you didn't. But yeah, They're not having a great season. Not the Stanford that we've seen be in Omaha, a couple times in the last 3 years. Okay, so I definitely think you're bitter because you've made this comment multiple times. But part of what you're saying is accurate. You can beat up on Stephen F. Austin or ACU or New Mexico State or New Mexico, whatever. You have to beat good teams. And I don't think anybody disagrees with you. I think you're making a point that everyone agrees with. Okay? Now, I will say this. Texas is ranked inside the top 25. Did you see what Texas did last night against a team that they should have beat up on? You know this Stephen F. Austin team that has now lost 22 consecutive games? They have two wins against A&M Corpus Christi. A&M Corpus Christi beat Texas at home last night. Okay? So, taking care of business against teams that you should take care of business against is not always as easy as it seems. Every once in a while, you have slip-ups. So, it's still something when you beat the teams that you should beat. Let's not act like it doesn't matter. Because you can lose them.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. We've seen it here. Seems like every year we go to Albuquerque. Okay? We've seen it. All right? But the point of that you got to beat better teams, absolutely fair. But are you bitter? Yeah. You keep making the same point, so it does feel that way.
Yeah, so you could stop with the maybe I'm bitter. You can just say, okay, I'm bitter.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. But the point is fair. I mean, mm-hmm. you got to do better against the good teams, and this weekend is one of those times. Not that UCF is, you know, top 10 in they are top 10 in the country in RPI. Okay, but you got to get to the point where you're winning some road series against quality teams, good teams. Maybe not great, but good. And this would be one of them. Yeah. You went to Waco a couple weekends ago and fell flat on your face offensively on the road against a Big 12 team. Can't afford to be doing that too many times. So this is a weekend is a chance for you to, you know, get a good quality road win in conference play. So. I don't know. Again, they're like number six in the RPI. Texas A&M Corpus Christi, who Texas lost to last night, is like, I believe, 179 in the RPI.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's not going to help Texas's RPI. Oh, and by the way, this is how messed up the RPI is. Texas lost 10 spots in the RPI last night for losing that game. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem crazy, right? Guess how many spots the Red Raiders lost for beating Stephen F. Austin by 12 yesterday.
I'm just going to guess 6.
10.
10.
10 point. 10 spots in the RPI, just like Texas did.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, UCF last night in action at Jacksonville, and they beat Jacksonville 6-0, and they'll open up a series at home tomorrow against the Red Raiders, and of course, we'll have that game for you. Here on Double T 97.3, 4:30 with the warm-up show and 5 o'clock first pitch from John Yolano Park.
John Yolano.
I'm assuming that's E-U-L-I-A-N-O, Yuliano. Maybe it's Yuliano Park, okay, there in Orlando.
Sounds exciting.
I wonder if they have a roller coaster or anything there.
Why does Chuck seem to think that the Tech baseball trips are so different than the Lady Raider trips? I mean, like,
maybe they're not. Like, no, like, maybe he's thinking they are exactly like the Lady Raider trips.
No.
That they go off and party when they get there as soon as they land. And, like, immediately
they feed
hit
us
up
cotton the candy when we get on the bus.
Yeah.
Animal crackers.
You know, when they went to when they go to UCF, they spend 2 days at Disney World. You know,
we haven't been to UCF.
I mean, the Lady Raiders, they're grinding the whole time. But these Red Raider baseball players,
you got multiple
blow pops and lollipops and candy corn and
you got multiple
ears.
Days. You got multiple days there, so I mean, makes you just got a lot of downtime. You know, hey, you know what? You know what Friday night is, and I'll be really curious to see what they do for this. Friday night there in Orlando will be Olympics night.
Well, that's cool.
I don't know what that means, but it'll be Olympics night there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Saturday afternoon is your standard Saturday afternoon baseball game. Okay. Nine innings. Okay. Everybody gets to 27 outs. You know.
Yeah. Let's hope it's a full nine.
Yeah. Right. Right. Because that would mean that they would need to play their half of the ninth, and then you just take care of business and have a happy flight home. So we'll get more into UCF. Jamie will get boots on the ground there later today in Orlando.
I just told you earlier you weren't listening, were you? I don't have any boots.
Oh, you, I was listening. I did hear you say, I meant figuratively speaking, not literally.
I know, I'm just kidding with you.
No, but you don't even have party boots, do you?
Party boots?
Party boots. When back in the day.
Do you have party boots?
Oh, I did. I used to have party boots. We
Is that like what Gene Simmons wore?
No. Me and my buddies.
You have some of those?
Gene Simmons? No, I didn't have those. But I mean, you know, there have been some times when, you know, me and the fellows were going out and we had various colors of Chuck Taylors and we called those our party boots. Chuck Taylor, the Chuck Taylor high tops. Called those our party boots.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. We never played basketball in them. We drank beer in them. We never played basketball in them.
I'm trying to picture Chuck in a pair of
Chuck Taylors.
Chucks. That just doesn't.
Not a real good look.
No. It surprises me. I used to wear Chucks. I was a huge fan of them.
The Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3 is presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Time now for Jamie's question of the day on Lubbock Sports Station, Double T 97.3.
Okay, guys, this one is encompassing all sports. I want you to, this is a looking into this year that we've been through with our new Big 12 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And also looking ahead to our more new Big 12 teams.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me of the new Big 12 teams this year that we are have playing, which program, not whole school, but which program did you find yourself disliking the most of the new programs? So you could, you know, pick any one sport for any of the four schools.
Mm-hmm.
And which one do you expect to dislike the most moving forward from the new four?
Okay.
While Chuck looks, Houston, and without hesitation, they are, some of this is long hatred for that program that continues to go forward and now get to face them a lot. They're not quite the Texas hatred, but more Aggie light would be the way I would describe it. They're not going to match up to TCU or Baylor hatred in the course of all things Big 12. But yeah, that's the team that I hate is in the Big 12, and I hate playing them, and I want them to go away and never come back.
Which sport? You were supposed to pick one.
We're going to say football.
Really?
Specifically. Because they're a legitimate Big 12 basketball school. They haven't been a decent football program in quite some time. And we're going to have to sit here and look at them in the Big 12 and let them brag that they're in the Big 12 and the egos that will become because they are in the Big 12. That they're borderline Kansas from like 10 years ago. With regards to the Big 12 and in football, they're a legitimate basketball program. The hands down, obviously by winning the conference says a lot. The team that I will hate going forward from the new four is probably going to be Utah football. That just feels a lot like Texas football without the credits to the record. And the national championships and, you know, a lot of ego, not a lot of cattle.
All hat, no cattle.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. I think Houston is the easy answer. I think what's been impressive about them this year is what they did in the Big 12, obviously, and winning it. Because I think previously they were, you know, and obviously in a lesser conference, and you can pile up a bunch of wins, and you can turn around your basketball program. We always say this: it's easy to turn around the basketball program, but then it becomes really hard to do
as long as you got a lot of NIL money.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, and you get off track. I don't know. For some reason, I still kind of have a bit of a bee in my bonnet over BYU.
Wow, that was really good. Say that 10 times fast.
A bee in my bonnet.
Over BYU.
Over BYU. They're just so damn nice, you know? I mean, it's just like overly...
And that's a problem.
Overly nice. I mean, they were overly nice when we were there. Welcome to the Marriott
Mental
Center.
Mental note. Welcome to Chuck. Got it.
Welcome to the Marriott Center. Welcome to the Marriott Center.
See, now you know why I treat Chuck like I do. Yeah. I don't want him to be bothered by me being nice to him.
Yeah. I have a tendency to agree with Jeff with regard to of the new four, Utah and football. I don't really think Cincinnati's going to be much of an issue. I don't think UCF is really much of a, I feel like they're going to be, I feel like of all the teams that are coming in, they're going to be the ones that we regret allowing in the most. Because they, I think they could make up a lot of ground really, really, really fast. So I'm going to say, I'm just going to say BYU because they're just overly nice. And I hate being told what not to do or what to do with regard to we're not playing on Sunday. I hate that. I hate that aspect of it. I hate them dictating what they get to do.
And the new four?
And the new four, I'm going to agree with you on football and Utah.
Okay. All right. So I guess I didn't explain this well enough. Did I not say specific sport with a school?
Yeah. With BYU? I'll say men's and women's basketball.
Okay.
I'll just say everything. Everything about BYU. Okay. I just don't like them.
All right. I'm going to say for the current one, it's UCF baseball because they're next up tomorrow. Just kidding. Just kidding. No, for me, it's Houston's men's basketball currently. I mean, I can't stand Calvin Sampson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you I don't like how hard they play because I do. I just feel like they bully everybody, and I'm not a huge fan of that. And I also don't like Calvin Sampson.
I'm with you on that.
I think Houston basketball fans are a bit arrogant. And I think Calvin Sampson's a slime bag. And I think those are my reasons.
Okay. I think those are good. I think you're spot on there.
And as far as the future, I'm all about Colorado football, man. I want to see that fail miserably. So that's the one. They're not even here yet, and I'm already rooting against them.
I read this article about Dion. That he has yet to take a recruiting trip where he has done an in-home visit. He has yet to use the Colorado plane to go out and recruit, even though he has it basically carte blanche. But he has yet to go out to recruit and seek out players.
Okay.
I mean, that is his strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I do reserve the right to change my answer in a year when we're looking back at how the actual season went.
No, you're stuck with this forever.
Because when West Virginia came into the conference, I kind of thought there'd be like a camaraderie with the two schools a little bit because there's a lot of similarities between them and being the little brother to a lot of different things, and no, their hatred has grown massively since they have joined the conference.
Yeah, no, that's because it's always been testy with all the different programs. I haven't been able to muster up any dislike for BYU, UCF, and Cincinnati at this point.
At this point, I want to worry about Arizona State. Because I'm like, hey, cool. We're like that second school. This could be awesome, great working together. And then be like, no. You must die now and everything you believe in.
If they don't have a roller coaster on campus this weekend, my hate for UCF will grow.
This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Good morning. With Jamie Lent and Jeff McGuire, I'm Chuck Hines. Tomorrow's opening day, we'll have baseball for you with the Astros and the Yankees from Minute Maid. That'll be at 2:40 on 100.7 The Score. They still have those odd start times there with the Houston Astros radio network and the Houston Astros in general. So, we'll have it for you at 2:40 tomorrow afternoon. That'll be good. They'll fly a flag in Arlington tomorrow with the Rangers and the Cubs. Getting underway. Interleague baseball for game one. I don't think I really like that, but it is what it is. We'll have Friendship Tiger Baseball. They'll play Odessa on sunny 97.7. Hopefully it'll be sunny tomorrow. It's always sunny on sunny, though. 100.7 the score. Lubbock Cooper baseball. They'll take on Lubbock High. And, of course, the Red Raiders in UCF tomorrow, early afternoon, late afternoon, 4:30 with a 5 o'clock first pitch from Orlando.
What do you not like about the Rangers? What they're doing on opening day? What do you not
playing
like?
The Cubs, interleague.
Oh, boy. I think it's a delicious matchup do on you? Opening day. I think it's great for Ranger fans. How often do they get to see the Cubs?
Right. I mean, they shouldn't waste that anticipation on opening day. Should save it for, you know.
And they call me the fun sucker. Yes, we should see Seattle again. Please bring on the Mariners for the first of 19 games.
Somebody from the Central Division. I don't care. The White Sox. I don't care. Somebody from the East.
Oh, yeah, the White Sox. They're going to win 40 games this year. Bring them on.
Really?
You excited about that, Jeff?
40 wins? Yeah. I've seen the roster.
I've got to believe
together.
Ranger fans are thrilled that they're getting to see the Cubs this weekend.
I know, but right away. I mean, that'd be like, I like the anticipation of, like, looking forward to something. Like,
how many times are you going to say like?
Huh?
You just went 16-year-old girl on me there.
Yeah, did
you
I?
You said like about 8 times like. In 2 sentences.
It's sus.
Well played. It's just very mid when they start with an interleague play.
Yeah, right. I mean, it gives you nothing to look forward to. It's like...
That's right. 162 games ruined because the opening
it's like
day
if
is
I said
the
lucky,
Cubs.
It's like if I said to the lucky lady like this afternoon, hey, you know what? Screw the rest of the week. Let's go to Disney World tomorrow.
You know, whoa, who says can you wait that? Until I get back?
You know, it'd be like, you know, there needs to be some anticipation to look forward to. You know? You know, the build-up, all that kind of stuff, you know?
Oh. We're throwing away a 162-game season because we're starting it with the Cubs.
I'm not throwing it away. I'm just
you
disappointed.
You said there's nothing to look forward to.
Well, that's not totally what I meant. But anyway, it's just kind of just disappointing that you're starting it off with them. You started off
so
with,
who would you like to start the season off
I know,
with,
the Tigers.
Tigers.
You could start it off with... They could have started with Baltimore. I mean, you know, they could start it off with, you know, I don't care. But this whole interleague, everybody, I don't know, just... that's... okay, can you interpret this for me, Mr. Father of 2 teenage daughters? You guys are buns.
Buns?
I don't know if that's a compliment. That doesn't seem like
I
that's
I don't
a,
know what that means, but okay. That does not sound good. I'm going to guess is buns short for... or. Equivalent to dorks?
Well, we have our moments on that. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this Dak Prescott
I would
deal?
Say we probably are closer to rolls than buns.
Rolls. I wonder if I could get the lucky lady to make some cinnamon rolls for Easter Sunday. That would seem like an appropriate time to have them. But
no. Don't have them already. You should wait until the last day of the year. You will ruin the anticipation. Do not eat them now.
I'm looking forward to having cinnamon rolls on Sunday. I'm
you
just
should
stating.
Wait till the end before no, you can have cinnamon
no,
rolls.
No, we should. I think we should have some homemade cinnamon rolls this weekend. Yeah, I think that's like that would be good for her to do that. Okay. What do you think about this Dak Prescott deal? This is according to the CBS article that I read last night or yesterday that he could be open in 2025, that the Cowboys and Prescott are now on track for him to play out his current contract, according to NFL media, with no signs of an immediate extension. Apparently, Cowboys and Prescott have a mutual understanding of his contract situation with no offers, despite him being in a contract year. Jerry Jones said Tuesday at the owners' meeting, the Cowboys are where we are, locked and loaded for this year. The Prescott said he was confident, definitely confident, earlier this year, this month even, that he'd strike a new deal with Dallas ahead of the 2024 season. He said, obviously it helps the salary cap, blah, blah, blah. But Jerry's now saying, hey, we're all in with what we've got. And we may have to do less with more, basically. I have a theory. I have a conspiracy theory. Jerry's tanking this year. McCarthy's going to get fired. The Cowboys are going to draft a quarterback next year, and they're going to reboot the whole thing. Because it's cheaper. It's cheaper to do that than it is to pay Dak for his lack of performance in the playoffs.
I like your theory. I don't think it's anywhere close to going to happen.
Okay.
I don't think... Have we ever known Jerry to worry about how much something costs?
Well, he has to because of the salary cap. I mean, he doesn't have a you're right, he hasn't, but
have we ever known Jerry to not be all in and trying to win?
He said they got to do more with less. Prescott's $55 million. It's more than all but one other quarterback in the NFL.
Who's giving him the deal?
Well, Jerry gave him the deal.
Okay, well, it's on Jerry.
Right.
So stop giving him a deal that's worth that much when he's not worth that much.
Well, see, here's the deal. So they're going to take the hit this year. That's my point. They're going to take the hit this year, and then Dak's going to go somewhere else, and the Cowboys are going to either say maybe Trey Lance is going to be finally good enough to be a starting quarterback, or they're just going to go draft somebody.
Or maybe both.
Because if you draft somebody, then you can pay them a lot less money because they're slotted in for 3 years.
You think they're tanking this year because they're not improving their team enough?
Yeah. And McCarthy's on a lame duck year. You know, they brought in coaches on 1 year deals. They're going to say now to Dak, hey Dak, sorry about you. We're not going to extend you.
I don't think Jerry tanks on purpose. I just don't.
Wish he would.
I think he's been painted into this corner because of Dak's contract and where he is in that situation. That he gave him, right.
Yeah, poor decisions by Jerry
that
put them in a bad spot.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely. All of this is true. But I don't think Jerry gets that. I don't think Jerry thinks, hey, we're going to try to lose this year so I can get a high draft pick. I don't think that. Jerry thinks they're going to win this year.
They're not going to win.
Wow, there's some breaking news. Hang on. Let me hit the button for that one.
You're welcome.
Sarcastic Jeff.
That was sarcastic.
Sometimes funny.
Passive-aggressive Jeff.
I felt aggressive-aggressive Jeff.
Cowboys aren't going to win the Super Bowl. Shocking! Wait, same headline we could have written every year since 1995.
I prefer the NBC News sounder, though.
I just don't think Jerry thinks they're going to be losers this year. And I don't think they're going to... I mean, I don't think they're... Even if they don't add more, I still think you're somewhere close to 500.
Man, they've let a lot... They've let a lot get away, though.
500 team or whatever. I don't think you're going to be bad enough where you're going to be picking top five or six or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you're in the teens somewhere.
Yeah.
This has been the Morning Drive Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at DoubleT 97.3.com.